morning. When we become much stronger, we also have to become much more gentle. When we become much wiser, we have to become more patient with others. When we become more famous, we also have to work harder at keeping our feet on the ground. When we become better organized, we have to learn to put up with other folks' chaos. So when we grow spiritually, we have to be more understanding of other people's failings. The faster we drive, the more we find ourselves held up by other drivers. The more challenges we take on, the more things can go wrong. The more we love, the more we will be hurt. The more we live life to the full, the more little deaths we will die. But then what's the alternative? Don't become stronger, wiser, better organized. Don't grow spiritually. Don't love. If we try to save ourselves hassles, we only succeed in impoverishing our lives and the lives of all who know us. Jesus said, "If you keep trying to save your life, you will lose it. Be willing to lose your life for me and the gospel, and you will gain it." If you're a sore loser, then you'll probably not even compete, so you'll miss out. But if you're prepared to lose, you can go and compete, and maybe even win. If you cannot handle grief, then you will probably avoid making friendships, getting a pet, or having a partner or spouse. But if you can face grief, then you're free to form attachments to friends, pets, partners, and spouses. In other words, if you're willing to be hurt, you're in a position to love and to be loved. And if you're ready to die to this world, then, and only then, you are ready to live life to the full, in this life and in eternal life to come.